Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tasia tells him that, you know, for our date, I have something that's going to cool you off. You know, it's really hot outside. Mm-hmm. And turns out for their date, they're going to do ice baths.
Right.
But that's not all. Yep. Ice baths with a twist, of course. They are going for a world record for the world's longest, coldest kiss.
Why are they still doing these gimmicky dates at this point in the game?
That I would like to know as well.
What? Because we don't have this when they're traveling to, you know, Portugal.
No, that's like reserved for a one-on-one date. Yes. Not the last final date.
No, not home.
This is what they had to do? It was kind of annoying.
It was very annoying.
Very annoying. Yeah. So, yeah, the world record is 5 minutes, 16 seconds. And so this is what they're doing.
Is what they have to do. So now this doofus Chris Harrison has to come in and be like, hey, guys, we're going to do the world. Like, why is he there? I don't want him here.
And commentating the date with
Big Paulie. Who is that? What, they said,
I had to Google. I was like, Bachelor Nation favorite.
Yeah, I was like, who is this man?
Apparently he's the security guy. He's been working for the Bachelor franchise. I feel like when they said, or when I saw that, I was like, okay, I think I do remember him making an appearance once or twice in like past seasons, but he's not as big a character as they said, so I don't, if I had to Google him, I don't know what this is, okay?
Yeah.
But yeah, they're basically, you know, commentating or whatever the word is for this date, and they, hop an ice bath, they have to lock into a kiss, it looks like torture.
Yep.
Tasia did say at one point, because they're breathing so heavy, like their breathing became like synchronized.
Yeah, this was like very
cute, I guess.
Unsexy. This was like, I could hardly look. This was just tough. I don't know.
One thing I wonder too is because they like locked lips and then they just stayed in that position. Yeah. Like, why didn't they like switch it up, make out a little bit? Like,
I don't know. I don't know what that's like.
I don't know. They're just gasping for air. Maybe it's just easier to just focus on your breathing and keep the one position.
Yeah, I don't know.
Very strange last date, but they end up obviously smashing the record.
Yep.
And
So
back at Motel 6. Date card arrives and it's for Zach. Mm-hmm. So he's our second date. And Brendan sadly had to read the date card, which said, Zach, let's explore each
that
other.
Is love so Tasia. Embarrassing. Poor Brendan. So that's probably the moment that he was like, I cannot do this.
I think so.
I have got to go. This is,
I think
they
so.
Have me out here looking real crazy.
Crazy.
Like, how am I going to read that out and then propose to that girl the next day? What?
Yeah. I think you're right. This was the moment where he was like, all right,
yeah.
What am I doing here? What's going on? Now back on the day with Ivan, it's nighttime. Tasia busts out.
Listen, Jody, I'm gonna need you to drop Cover Girl by RuPaul, okay?
Oh,
because Tasia came out in an outfit, okay?
She's on New Year's. It was a New Year's at Marquee.
She was going to New Year's and up and down, okay?
Yes.
Oh my God. Her outfits. Especially her nighttime outfits make me just like, I'm really like, wow, sexuality is a spectrum, because goddamn, like, this bitch looks amazing.
Amazing.
Like,
amazing.
What?
This is the best fashion we've seen.
Yes.
Ever. I think. Mm-hmm. And it's just, as you said, she makes everything look amazing, because her body is sick.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, she comes out in this black, sparkly little short number, looking like she's going to New Year's. Looks great. And I like that it was, because New Year's dresses, if it's like a silvery one, that looks very New
whack.
Year's.
Yeah.
This was sparkly and glistening like New Year's, but it was black. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, classy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they sit for dinner. You know, they're all hyped up talking about their world record and recapping hometowns and all that stuff. And Tasia lets Ivan know that he's like been her rock throughout this entire thing. He was the first person that she like truly broke down her walls with. You know, they had the whole Black Lives Matter conversation. Yeah. They cried.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Together.
They did. I would have, and maybe this is just me being nitpicky, but I would have liked to see Ivan also and Tasia also bring up the fun that they had on that date too. Because that was like an in-house date. They had that massive ice cream thing, and the floor is lava. They had like a lot of fun that day too. And I feel like she's kind of putting him on the back burner by saying like, I can always count on you. You're always there. Like that kind of, it's like friend zone-y type language that I don't like.
You know? When you lead with the, you've been my rock this whole experience.
Yeah.
It's kind of a friend zone type of situation. But I don't know. Ivan, he says, you know, when I love someone, I love hard. I would do anything for them. I've probably started falling in love with you a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, I can stare at your eyes all day. Tasia, I am undoubtedly falling in love with you right now. So Ivan just lays it all out. He knows what he has to do.
Yep.
Gets it all out there. And Tasia tells him, I've been falling for you too.
All right.
Now, falling for you and falling in love with you we know on this show means different things.
Yeah. And I think in real life, too.
There's a range. Mm-hmm. In real life, too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Tasia said falling for you. That to me wasn't a good sign.
Yeah, me either. Yep.
That was not a good sign. But anyways, they read the Fantasy Suites card. They're obviously both accepting the Fantasy Suite. Ivan, he feels like this is his person. He says, I feel like we've been made for each other. Yeah, like he's this is his girl. Yeah, he's all in. Yeah,
he's like, I could propose tomorrow. Sounds good.
It sounds good. Tasia, I'm still, she's saying all the things, but I think as an audience, we know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's unclear. So yeah, they head off and their Fantasy Suite, there's this like
atrocious
cute little trailer.
It's terrible.
But not for a fit. It's cute in its own thing.
It's cute for an Instagram photo shoot.
Damn.
It's cute. Yeah, if you're trying to like sell clothes on what's that called? Rampage? No, Revolve. You know,
damn, the little like trailer,
and you could be like, you know, with your champagne, with your leg up, or whatever. But this is not cute for an overnight fantasy suite date.
Overnight.
Not with the black man. Why did you all put the black man in the smallest, wackest?
The smallest. Isn't Ivan the tallest one there? I'm pretty sure he's taller than definitely Zach. Yeah. I don't know about Brendan, but that's what you all gave him.
Terrible. The only one who got a worse one though was Tyler. Tyler got that boat. Remember they had to sleep in that boat?
Tyler got a boat. Oh god. I cannot. No. Absolutely not. This is unfortunate. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they, you know, they chill outside, they chat a little bit, and then when they head inside the trailer, that's when we see this basically twin size bed. That
listen, with bedding from your great auntie's guest room.
Oh god.
It was so bad.
The whole styling inside was very like rustic, but like
very Marshall's clearance. Rustic. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Very cheaply done. Not
terrible.
Not excited for Ivan.
Yes. No wonder they sat outside. I sit outside
as long
too.
As they could. Yeah. Let me cram to that damn trailer. Shit.
God.
Oh, Lord.
And then she said, we can make it work, right? And that just hit me. I was like, why the black people got to make it work? Why? Why do we always have to make it work? Huh?
Why we got to make it work and compromise?
God,
why can't he get a suite? The hell?
Mm.
So anyways, Tasia, you know, in her confessional, she's saying, Ivan understands me. Mm. I feel him comfort. I feel his comfort. He's the perfect guy. He's genuine, sincere, honest, kind. He's everything. Just like laying in all the, you know,
all the things. Yep.
She's saying all the things. I'm still not so.
Yeah, because she's saying all the things solely about him.
Right, him as a
him
person,
as a person. Yep,
but not necessarily about their future. Them together.
Yep.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.